This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Now, today, we are talking about the difference between what is health care and what is sick care. Really had to talk about this a lot in the office, so I thought, hey, why not talk about it a little bit more on my radio show? Because here's the problem. We are sucked into a sick care model. We care for the sick. It is hard to care for the healthy. And that's really more what we look at, what we desire at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So we really look at essentials. There has to be essentials in your health. We have five of them. One is Max Mind. Right? That's the stinking thinking. That's really educating you to feel empowered to be able to take care of your health for you and your family. Another one is maximized nervous system, right? That's your brain and spinal cord. It is the one organ system that controls life inside of the human body. Another one is nutrition. We want to maximize your overall nutrition, minimizing toxins, and then maximizing your oxygen and lean muscle. That's the exercise component of it. And it's unfortunate because what we do in this society is we treat sickness, right? Think about this. Imagine you go to the doctor today, and every single morning you stop at your doctor's office before you head into work, every single morning for the next year. Every morning you get up, you go in there, takes your weight, does a visual examination, takes your blood pressure. Let's even say he tests vials of blood, right? Takes a bunch of vials of blood every morning for the next year. When you come in a year from today, do you think that you are going to be any healthier than today? And the answer, the true answer is no, because they don't give you health. They treat sickness. Because you think about, you walk in there and one morning you have high blood pressure. Great. When does he find that you have high blood pressure, before or after you have it? After. When do they find high cholesterol, before or after? When do they find diabetes, before or after? Right? After already happens. Even pre-diabetics, even pre-hypercholesterolemia, even pre-hypertension, right? Pre means, hey, yep, but it's getting there. They're not giving you health. You will never walk out of that office any healthier than the day you walked in, because they treat sickness. If you asked your primary care physician, your medical doctor, and said, hey, how can I be healthier? He's going to tell you, you write an exercise. What can I take, or what can I do? Give me something to make me healthier. And the true answer is that they can't. And that's more so what we look at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Our goal is not to treat sickness. Our goal is to increase health, increase wellness. And so that we can do our due diligence to make sure that if we can stave off that sickness, that disease process, let's do everything in our power to do that. Right? So we're going to talk a little bit more about the healthcare versus sick care. But before that, we have some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
Today's Health in the News comes from New York Times. Talks about why the U.S. spends so much more than other nations on health care. Quote unquote, sick care. So why the U.S. spends so much more than other nations on health care. So they talk about how studies point to a simple reason. The prices, not the amount of care. And the lowering prices would upset a lot of people in the health industry. This is not part of the article, but what I thought was so very clear is that we realize that our healthcare system is not a nonprofit. Our healthcare system is designed to make money. And unfortunately, it's designed to make money on our health. Sick people feed this healthcare system, right? It's healthy people. If you don't go to the doctor, you're not, the only thing that you're doing is you're paying your monthly premiums. You're not paying to reach your deductible. You're not paying your co-pays. So healthy people don't run this system. Sick people do. So you have to think, being sick is where they make money. Regardless, anyways. So this is back to the actual article. So it talks about the United States spends almost twice as much on healthcare as a percentage of its economy as other advanced industrialized countries. They spend twice as much on healthcare, totaling $3.3 trillion, or about 18% of gross domestic product in 2016. But a few decades ago, American healthcare spending was much closer to that of peer nations. Well, what happened? A large part of the answer can be found in the title of a 2003 paper in the Health Affairs by the Princeton University Health. It talks about it's the prices, stupid. That's the name of the actual article. It's the prices, stupid. The study that was written by Princeton University people found that people in the United States typically use the same amount of healthcare as people in other wealthy countries do, but they pay a lot more for it. We'll go through those prices in a minute. So they started talking about a physician from Harvard School of Public Health and the director of Harvard Global Health Initiative studied how health systems from various countries compare in terms of prices and healthcare use. What was true in 2013 remains so today, he said. The U.S. just isn't that different from other developed countries and how it uses healthcare. It is very different on how much we pay for that healthcare. So they go on to talk about how they broke down 155 different health conditions separately. Since their data included only personal healthcare spending, it did not account for spending in the health sector not directly attributed to the care of patients, like hospital constructions, administrative costs connected to running Medicare and Medicaid. So I actually think that that's fair that they would take that out. Overall, the researchers found that American personnel health spending grew by about $930 billion between 1996 and 2013. $930 billion from $1.2 trillion to $2.1 trillion. This is a huge increase, far outpacing overall economic growth. The health sector grew at about 4% annual rate, while the overall economy grew about 2.4%. Oh, it's just general inflation. No, it's not. It's almost twice as much when it comes down to it. They also went through and talked about how this could be results, how overall the use of statins for cholesterol and reduced smoking rates were greater. So they said, hey, this might attribute to better health. But on the other hand, there was increases in diabetes, low back pain, neck pain, were actually associated with spending growth, right? So why? Because they're like, oh, it's going down. Some, hey, we're doing so great with statins. But on the other hand, neck pain and back pain, diabetes increased it a ton. People always wonder what we do in our office. I'm telling you, we get people well. They go on to talk about just overall, the entirety is the growth of cost. Through JAMA, a study, that looked at pricing, and they separated care intensity. So if you're in the hospital for a day, are you getting exponentially more tests? And they said, no, it's not that you're getting any more tests. It's because the prices are going up. When we look at how much we pay, a study found that the U.S. hospital prices are 60% higher than those in Europe. 60% higher. 60. So they said one way to combat high healthcare prices would go to an all-payer system like seen in Maryland. This regulates prices so that insurers and public programs pay the same amount. A single payer system could also regulate prices. So they say just have the same across the board. Higher prices aren't all bad for consumers. They probably lead to some increased innovation, which confers benefits to patients globally. I don't agree with any of that. You just look at, we're paying more. Every study that I see, and this one not to be discluded, every study that I see says, hey, you know what? We're not receiving more healthcare. We're not actually having better outcomes of that, right? So say you go in there with a pain. You have no idea why you have that pain. We run so many extra tests, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, we have exponentially better health outcomes than all of these other industrialized nations. That's not true either. Guess what happens? It says we're spending more money on the test. We're here running the same test. We actually have worse outcomes than all of these other countries that run the same test, yet we're spending 2 to 3 times more. Oh, but it's not all bad, right? No, it's ridiculous, right? But here's the problem. We are in a sick care model, right? But what is health? Where does it come from? And we'll talk about that next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Can you be healthy? I'm going to tell you today. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or check us out online. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Now, we have some absolutely amazing events coming up in the office. I literally can't believe it. We have sat down, we have stewed over, we have asked the community what they want to hear. And so we have several advanced talks, we have several events in the office. If you want to register for those, you can go to our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Again, that's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. And you're going to hit the events tab. All of the events will come up. You can actually register for them online to reserve your seat. I can tell you the last one that we had almost 80 people, and we had a waiting list of over 10 people long. So it's definitely one that you're going to want to make sure that you check out these events and register for them so that you can reserve your seat, learn tons of information. Now, when we talk about health, I think this is really important. Most people, you talk about health. Do you want health? Yes or no? Yes. I have a lot of pastors in my office, and we do a lot of outreach health events at different churches for their staff, for their congregation, which I love. I love seeing people transform, and especially in the church when you look at just kind of when people are serving more of their God-given potential, how amazing that is. But I was talking to pastors, and I asked them, I said, what is the number one thing that you see for prayer requests? And they said health. People who've had strokes, heart attacks, who have cancer, so many said, I cannot tell you how many cancer prayers that we have, just reversing processes like diabetes, just all of these requests and prayers for people's health, right? It is just one of those things that, as a nation, we know how important it is, especially if you've been alongside of someone as they've lost their health. You know how damaging it is for an individual, how it's life-changing, how it changes that individual's life, how it changes the course of the family, right? This is one of the reasons why nurses are my most favorite patients in the office. Now, you're all my favorite, but nurses, I will tell you, they are extremely hard workers. They are alongside of people as they lose their health. So they have the one-on-one knowledge of what that is like when someone, an individual, loses their health, but not only how it affects them, but the bearing that it has on the entirety of their family, right? You think about, you know, when someone's ill, you drop everything. You drop everything. We had a family member who got cancer, had to quit their job. Their spouse had to work overtime. It affected their kids. Like, it affects an entirety of the family. So what is health, right? What is it? We know we want it. We pray for it. We Google about it. We're working for it. We're taking random supplements for it. But what is health? And I think it's so interesting. So in 1948, the World Health Organization, WHO, defined health as a phrase that is still used today. And the World Health Organization defines health as health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. World Health Organization. So a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. So wait, you're telling me the World Health Organization, if I go into my doctor and he says, you know what, you don't have any disease process, that still means I may not be healthy? Get out. It's crazy. Absolutely. Absolutely. You're 100% correct. So when you're looking at health, right, I always think it's interesting. Going through Greek in college, you know, it's so helpful today when you look at health. Think about health. Health, what is the root word inside health? So you think about the first four letters. The first four letters inside health is what? H-E-A-L, heal. So health is your body's ability to heal. Health is not saying, oh, I don't have a disease process, any infirmity. I'm not sick, so I must be healthy, right? Just because you are not sick doesn't mean you're healthy. And so when we're looking at health and where it comes from, health comes from within. Health is the body's ability to heal. Heal and function at 100%, not just merely the absence of sickness or disease. So you've got to look. Health is important, right? And there's always different factors when they talk about health, where a person lives, the surrounding environment, genetics, income, education level, relationships. There's different types of health that we talk about, right? It's not just physical health. And it even says it, right? It's not just mental health. Because have you seen someone who mentally is very healthy, but physically is not? And the flip side of things, have you seen someone who's very physically healthy, but mentally is not, right? So there's different categories when we think about health. But overall, what I think is incredibly interesting is what we pay in terms of healthcare costs. Now, again, this isn't healthcare. This is sick care. We'll go through what real healthcare is. But this is not healthcare. This is sick care cost. So average cost per person in the United States in 2015 was $9,990 cost per person for the year of 2015. That's crazy. And it's gone up almost $1,000 from 2012. So in 2012, healthcare cost by year per person was $8,915. So it went up over $1,000 from 2012 to 2015. So in 3 years per person, so let me grab out my calculator, because this is, I'm really bad at simple math. I saw something, it was like a meme on Facebook, and it talked about how it was like your math teachers when you were in school, and they made you do math equations, and you always said, why do I have to do this? And they said, well, you're not going to have a calculator on you at all times. And then it showed the calculator app on your phone, because now you do. So in 2015, the average person spent $832.50 for healthcare. Yet we have the worst health outcomes and we are one of the sickest industrialized nations in the world. What? You guys realize if you're doing what everyone else is doing, you're sucked into the sick care model. You're waiting for something to go wrong to then go to your doctor to ask him for help. But the problem is that that's what the model is designed for. Again, you can't just go to your doctor and say, give me health, because that's not where health comes from. Health comes from within. Health is your body's ability to heal. Imagine this, 2015, a family of four per month, they're spending $3,330 a month, 1 month for healthcare. Imagine if you invested in your health so that you didn't get sick, what you could do with that $3,330 a month. $3,300 a month, family of four. Think $9,990 for the sake of ease. It's $10 less than $10,000. Family of four, that's $40,000 a year that you spend in healthcare. Sick care. But yeah, we're the sickest in the world. So you think about this. What is healthcare? Health is caring for your health before you get sick. Now, this is where it's hard for people to understand, right? Because if you are not sick, why would you spend money? But think about what that difference is. And I have some examples of the difference of healthcare versus sick care. Investing in your health, making sure if you are well that you stay well, as opposed to getting sick and then staying sick, right? Trying to dig yourself out of this model of sickness and disease versus investing in your health so we never have to get to that point to begin with. And they talk about that in terms of rising healthcare costs, in terms of what is chronic disease and what is preventable. And I have some numbers for you about that next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. For more information and to schedule an appointment, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or come check out our office. We love when you come to see what we're doing. We are located at the very, very north side of Greenwood, Indiana. So we are on State Road 135. We're on North State Road 135 and Fairview, just a little bit south of County Line Road. So yes, I do know where we're at. No, we haven't moved recently. We've been there for 6 years. Oh, wow. Yeah, 6 years. It's crazy how time flies. So we are talking today about healthcare versus sick care. And that is the one goal in those four walls at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is true healthcare. So many times people come in here and they're like, I don't know if I should be here or not. Like, we make you fill out the paperwork and it has all these questions about pain and disease processes. And my most favorite new patient appointments is someone who comes in who thinks that they don't need to be there. They're kind of confused. They're like, I just really like what you said, but I'm just here for wellness. I'm not here really because anything's wrong. I really want to stay well. And so it's always so funny because people are like, I don't know why I'm here. And I'm like, there are tons of reasons. Because you think about people who have, so the four leading causes of disease-related deaths in the United States are heart disease, cancer, COPD, which is chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder, and stroke. Chronic disease causes all of them. Which typically means that they are they either can be prevented or would cost less if they were caught in time. Risk factors for heart disease and strokes are poor nutrition and obesity. Smoking is the risk factor for lung cancer, the most common type in COPD. And obesity is also a risk factor for the other forms of cancer. These diseases cost on average an extra $7,900 each, an extra. That's five times more than a healthy person, right? The cost of treating diabetes, for example, is $26,971 per family. That's crazy. So we're looking at how we figure out how to get out of the sick care model. We've got to get out of the sick care model. We have been formed to, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That doesn't work for your health. Because once you get to the point where your health is broken, trying to fix it is extremely hard. So we've got to look at health. And again, we said, what is health? Right? Health comes from within. This is why, this is where the human body, it's amazing. So health comes from within. Healing comes from within. Your brainstem and spinal cord are what control every single function in the body. Your body was designed to be a functioning healing machine. No one was ever created to be any less than that. So what's amazing about that is that, say you have a cut on your hand, right? So many times we're like, hey, if you have a cut, you need Neosporin to help it heal, or some antibacterial cream to put on that cut. That is the only way it's going to heal properly. And that's not true. Because when you have that cut, your body says, hey, I have this innate intelligence, this healing power inside of me. And what it's going to do is it's going to send it all to the cut, and it's going to send white blood cells there to help clean out in case there's any dirt or debris, to help fight any infection that might happen with that cut. Right. And then all it does is it says, hey, I'm bleeding. I don't want to bleed out of this little cut. So I'm going to send all of these red blood cells, clotting factors, fibrinogen, to help form a clot. Right? To help the bleeding stop. Do you have to tell your body ever to do that? What about these random third world countries? Do they ever cut themselves? How come they don't all bleed out and die of infection? Because your body is created that way. Here's the difference though, right? When we talk about that innate intelligence. And so innate intelligence is an inborn intelligence, something that we all have with us from the moment of our creation until the moment that we die. Innate intelligence is always working, not only to keep us alive, but to keep us healthy. Innate intelligence is always striving for a state of stability to compensate for both internal and external changes, right? It's your body's design to reach homeostasis. So say you die and your body gets cut. Are you going to heal? Is your body going to send white blood cells and red blood cells? No, because that innate intelligence is gone. So innate intelligence does the right thing at the right time every single time. That's that inborn life inside of you, right? That's what happens, again, from the moment that we're born, from the moment that we die. This is what happens, our creation to our death. We have that innate intelligence. You never have to tell your heart to beat, your lungs to breathe. You never have to tell a cut to heal, right? What if a bone is broken, right? Once your doctor has set the bone and put a cast on it, it's healed, right? No, your body needs time to lay down new bone until it's completely healed. And what about if you're out and it's a hot, sunny day? Because of the heat, your body temperature would begin to rise on the inside. It's an internal. In order to adapt, the body lowers the temperature back to normal. It begins to sweat to cool your body. All right, that's innate intelligence. How amazing is this to be able to do? And so you think about, are we giving that innate intelligence what it needs? Are you giving it proper nutrients? Are you giving it oxygen, right? Are you making sure you're not putting in toxic load, smoking, heavy metals, right? That's really what we're looking at in terms of healthcare. Let me talk to you about this. I think this is so amazing, so interesting. So our body produces something called interleukin-2, IL-2. An interleukin is a type of cytokine signaling molecule in the immune system. So basically, it's just a protein that regulates activity of white blood cells that are responsible for immunity. It's immune cells. It's a natural response to microbial infections. So here's what's awesome. So interleukin-2. Most people haven't heard of interleukin-2. But again, part of your immune system. So interleukin-2 has essential roles in key immune functions, including tolerance and immunity. It works in the production of mature T cells. So it helps prevent autoimmune diseases by promoting differential T cells into regulatory T cells, blah, blah, blah. So, right? So for your immune cells, it helps with the immune cells, for tolerance, immunity overall. It helps with preventing autoimmune diseases, different antigens for fighting infections. They are finding more and more and more the benefit of interleukin-2. Now, they have started with different cancers going through interleukin-2 therapy, right? So they go in, and based on the average use, it's about 30 to 35 vials for a cycle. And they go through multiple different types of cycles. They are finding that one course, per course, it costs $6,000 to $8,000 per course of interleukin 2. And they're like, this is great. We found that there's tumor regression. We're doing a great job with this interleukin therapy, immunotherapy for cancer. Now, here's where I'm like, why would you get adjusted if you came into my office? Hey, I have no pain. I have no pain. Why would I be adjusted? They're finding that they did interleukin 2 regulated in vitro antibody production following a single spinal manipulation treatment in normal subjects. What does that mean? Following one single adjustment, they found that interleukin 2 was produced. One single adjustment, interleukin 2. They looked at 20 minutes to 2 hours post-treatment, post-adjustment. How awesome is that? So one adjustment increases interleukin 2, the same interleukin 2 that, again, helps prevent autoimmune, that helps with immune system function. So you can have the therapy, $6,000 to $8,000 per course. It is increased following one single thoracic adjustment. So healthcare versus sick care. So what makes more sense? Do we wait until we have the cancer, until we have the autoimmune disease to start saying, you know what? I really think that I should start getting adjusted. Or, you know what? I feel great. My immune system's functioning great. What are you doing proactively? Right? What are you doing proactively for your health? This is one. Don't wait until it's broke to start fixing it. So these are just the little ways when you're talking about chiropractic care. Health is your body's ability to heal. What we do, adjustments remove interference and allow for your body to heal and function. Healing is health. Adjustments don't do anything. Adjustments don't give you anything, right? It removes interference and allows for your body to heal and function. Your body naturally produces interleukin 2. We're not giving you anything outside in. We're just removing interference. And if your body needs to produce more interleukin 2, then it's going to. And for this, it says it does. How amazing is that? It's just the way that the body's designed. So you have to think, are you giving your body what it needs? Are you being proactive on your health to be able to make sure that your health is functioning at its 100% utmost potential? Is your body healing properly? Right? And that's exactly what we look at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. It's 893-2853. Initial exam and consultations, just $25, right? So if you come in and say, hey, I listen to Maximize Your Life. I want to be proactive on my health. I have nothing wrong. I'm feeling great. I want to stay that way. Can you help me? The answer is yes. Let's come in. Let's see what's going on and what we need to do to help. 317-893-2853. When we come back, what about blood pressure? They talk about heart disease as one of the number one killers. Can we help? We'll tell you next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. For more information and to schedule an appointment, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Do what it takes, whatever it takes.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 893-2853. That's 893-2853. Schedule your appointment online. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Click schedule and appointments. We are all about healthcare in the office. Now, unfortunately, people tend to come to us initially when they feel sick, but my most favorite appointments are people who come in and say, I'm doing great. I want to keep doing great, right? And that's the thing. Sometimes people have been doing great because they've been more proactive, right? What are some things that you can do to be proactive on your health, right? These are the obvious ones. You're going to be like, Dr. Leanne, duh. What are things you can do to be proactive? One, eat lots of fruits and vegetables, lean meats, good fats, right? You're eating right. Very simply, when you look at the epidemic that is type 2 diabetes is 100% lifestyle related. Good news, bad news. Bad news, your lifestyle, your choices are what created type 2 diabetes. Flip side, good news, your lifestyle, what you do can 100% reverse diabetes. Right? Super cool. But that's being proactive, right? Is it easier to run through a fast food drive-thru than to go home and meal prep? Yeah, it takes a little bit more time, takes a little bit more energy. Is it worth it when you spend more time not having to worry about checking your insulin and going to doctor's appointments and being on more medication and, right? So proactive versus reactive, healthcare versus sick care. I choose to spend more money on organic and fruits and vegetables than I would if I was, and this really isn't even true because when you do things right and you start looking, we're actually going on a grocery shopping tour soon so I can teach people. Here's exactly how you can eat healthy on a budget. It is so doable. It is so doable. So our goal is to really be able to be more proactive in that, right? So I'm going to spend more money on fruits and vegetables than I am going to on doctor's appointments. I can tell you that I very minimally go to the doctor. I was pregnant, had to go to the doctor for that. Obviously, that was it. Just making good choices. I go to the eye doctor because I have terrible eyesight, right? Just terrible. So I have to get contacts and they won't prescribe them to me unless I go annually. So I do, right? So I get annual blood work done. This is what, so I go to be proactive. I never go and say, you know what, I'm not feeling right. I think I'm going to get my blood work done. I walked in and said, hey, I had a baby several months ago. If you know anything about having babies, they take tons of blood work, but it all looks crazy because your body says, oh my gosh, it's a little foreign invader. So it increases white blood cells, protein count goes up, kidney work harder, all this stuff. Anyways, like I want normal blood work. Okay, well, what's wrong? Nothing. Nothing's wrong. I want to see how things are going. Right. When you look at the cost of healthcare for like blood pressure, for example, sick care, patients not covered by healthcare insurance, hypertension treatments typically run between $740 and $1,200 or more a year. Average cost of a doctor's visit is $454 and $407 for prescription medication. And that's according to the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. According to the Mayo Clinic, a doctor will take 2 to 3 blood pressure readings each over the course of 2 or 3 appointments before being diagnosed with high blood pressure. A doctor that may also recommend tests such as blood tests, which are upwards of $150, or an echocardiogram, an electrocardiogram, which is anywhere from $500 to $3,000, known as an EKG or an ECG. Here's the flip side. What if you come in and you say, hey, I don't have high blood pressure? What are you doing to prevent high blood pressure? Subjects, this is your healthcare, true healthcare. Subjects that received hypertensive medication during an 8-week study duration. After the baseline were measured, they were randomly assigned to receive NUCA, an upper cervical adjustment, ATLAS, or a sham adjustment. Because can your mindset affect your blood pressure? Absolutely. Stress can increase it. Stress can decrease, and stress can decrease it. Statistically, and this was performed by University of Chicago Journal of Hypertension. This is in 2007. Statistical analysis were performed comparing baseline and an 8-week visit. The study was designed with 90% power to detect that there was an 8 systolic, 5 diastolic reduction. So that means your top number decreased by 8 and your bottom number decreased by 5. No major differences were found between Hispanic males. Mean age was between 53 to about 63. So what makes more sense? Healthcare, sick care. Does it make more sense to have high blood pressure and then say, hey, you know what? I think an adjustment might benefit my blood pressure. Do we have a blood pressure adjustment in the office? Nope. We adjust the ATLAS. The body takes away that interference. The body's designed to function and heal. right? I don't have a high blood pressure adjustment. I don't have an acid reflux adjustment. I don't have an immune system adjustment. We find where there's damage to the nervous system and we remove that interference and allows for the body to heal and function. You were always designed to function this way. You were always designed to be 100%. Why are we settling for anything less than that? You were never designed. Yep, this is just how my body's going to function, right? So does it make more sense to wait till you have high blood pressure and say, hey, now I'm going to be proactive. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to get adjusted. Or does it make more sense to say, you know what? I really want to be proactive on my health. I want to be preventative, proactive, not reactive. So I'm going to start eating right. I'm going to start exercising. Not because there's anything wrong. Not because I have diabetes and I'm trying to reverse it. Not because I have extra weight and I'm trying to reverse it. Not because I have diabetes and I'm trying to reverse it. High blood pressure, right? It's because I want to make sure I'm going to do everything in my power. I'm going to not get adjusted because I already have all these problems. I'm going to get adjusted so that I never have these problems in the future. I'm going to exercise so I never have these problems in the future. I'm going to eat right so I never have these problems in the future, right? Are you being proactive? This is what healthcare is. Healthcare is doing things that you can proactively so that you can be the healthiest, have your body healing, have your body functioning so that we don't have to worry about these disease processes in the future, right? Are you being proactive or reactive? Are you choosing healthcare or sick care? But you know what that means in our office? That means that you walk through our doors at Greenwood Family Chiropractic and you feel great and there's nothing wrong and you're on no medications, right? Isn't that crazy? Why would you go to a doctor if you don't have any problems? Because we look at trying to establish health, not trying to treat sickness or disease. That's what health is, right? So most people want to know, what does that look like then? If I come into the office and I'm well and I want to stay well. Well, you still have to fill out all the paperwork, just legally. Sorry, folks. You fill out a lot of NAs. NA. You know what? That's awesome. I always tell people I am the easiest for you when I go to doctor's office. Why? I'm not taking any medication. I don't have prior histories, right? I have worked really, really hard so that the time that I'm not spending in doctor's office, the time that I have to go to, you know, have my eyes checked, I'm like, hey, I've got nothing wrong. Put NAs down for everything. I'm good. Just check them out. Good? Give me some context. Hey, my blood work, how does it look? Good. Looks good. Great. Perfect. This is what I want. I want to be proactive. So when you come into the office, we'll have you fill out the paperwork. We'll go through the initial. We'll look at range of motion, palpation, prior history. We do a weight differential, a scan that's created by NASA. It lets us see if there's any damage or inflammation throughout the nerves in the body. Right? Because what's crazy is that out of all the nerves in the body, 7% go to things that feel pain, 93% are function. We are doctors of the nervous system, right? We adjust bones that surround the spinal cord and the nerves themselves. It doesn't have to be pain if there are bones out of place. It could be function. 7% go to things that feel pain, 93% are function. And we evaluate all of that initially $25 for exam consultation, really to see what's going on so that we can help you. Now, if we have to, if we find anything, right, if there's any damage, then our next step is to take x-rays to see what exactly is going on so that health-wise, we can evaluate you and treat you to the best of our abilities. You know, it's initially what we come in to do. So if you don't have any symptoms, if you have no symptoms, this is the best time. This is the best time for you to come into the office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Right? See what's going on, because I will tell you this, it is easier to stay well than it is to get well. But for the most people, the average person, the value is being sick, right? Imagine if you're sick, you come in with high blood pressure and digestion problems and you start in the office and you get better. There's such value in that. We think, gosh, that was really valuable to me. I got a lot out of that. But what if you come in and you have no symptoms, but then you're proactive so that you say, hey, I still have in 5 years, no symptoms. I have no problems. I have no disease processes right now. There is a lot of value in that, right? But it's hard to see that because it's not a tangible. It's easy to say, hey, I got off the two medications and those medications cost me $300 a year or a month, right? And now I'm not taking them. I made $300 a month. Versus, hey, guess what? You have to be proactive and spend money on a gym membership and chiropractic care and clean food, right? Because you're not paying for that disease process in the long run. Healthcare, not sick care. It's exactly what we do. 317-893-2853. Again, that's 893-2853 or greenwoodfamilychiropractic@gmail.com. Schedule an appointment. Thank you so much for tuning in. I always look forward to educating you about how you can be more proactive on your health. I look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.